Yeah, sure. I came back there on Monday night and I've just kind of been keeping quiet, riding out a few horses for the local trainers, but none too major.
Too major, very good. And obviously, you're tied in with Johnny Murta, so you are, and you're away from home a lot. How did that partnership come to you, Patrick?
Yeah, Johnny's assistant trainer. I was riding out flapping and he kind of got in contact with the people I was riding for, and he offered me to go down to Johnny's on a 2 week trial, and I've never looked back since, never left.
Yeah, and you had a successful flapping and pony career, didn't you?
Yeah, I had the Guts of 40 winners, so I was over 2 seasons, so I was quite good.
Yeah, just out of interest, when you were now you're still a young man, so you are. But when you were a boy and you were competing in the flapping and the ponies, who was the heroes? Who was the jockeys that you looked up to?
Yeah, well, like, it's kind of basic for everyone. Like, you have your likes of Dylan Brown McMonagall, Colin Keane, Shane Foley, Oisín Nár, all the kind of top lads. You just want to be like them.
Yeah, now you find yourself mixing with them, obviously, at certain races. So I'm sure the likes of maybe Dylan and Oisín, when you meet them along the way, do they give you a bit of advice, do they? Because them two guys are well experienced at this stage.
Yeah, exactly. They've been through it all. Like, Oisín's over in England at the minute, so you wouldn't see him too much, but Dylan and Luke McAteer, they're all great help to me. And anything I do, they give me great advice.
Yeah. Have you enjoyed your time in the professional ranks since you signed up towards the, it was the start of last year actually, wasn't it, in 2024? So, and here you are now in 2025. What's the experience been like for you, Patrick?
It's been unbelievable from the start. My boss, Johnny's been very, very good to me. He's given me loads of opportunities, and so have outside trainers. But it's been unbelievable. I've had 6 winners so far out of about 80 rides. So it's going very well.
Yeah, and obviously you still have your claim, so you do. I'm sure that helped you along the way, did it in some of those races, some of those ones.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I have a 7 point claim, which is a big advantage to some horses that might need a bit of weight off that are too high in the handicap. So it helps that way.
Yeah, when do you actually lose your claim? What's the next? When's that stage come down the line?
So you have after you have 3 winners, you lose your 10 pound, and then after you have 35, it's your 7, and then 65, you're down to 3, and then when you lose your full claim, you have to have 95 winners.
Okay. Well, listen, you're going on the right trajectory there. You've had a couple of big winners so far this year. So you have Patrick, what, 3 weeks ago, an 80-1 winner at Dundalk. And not so long ago, you had a 50-1 winner there as well. So Dundalk, the all weather there at Dundalk seems to be a place you like.
Yeah, exactly. I can't complain. It's been very good to me so far. I've had 3 winners up there, so it's been very good.
Yeah, it certainly has. What was the experience of Italy like for you earlier in the year? Because I know that you were over in Pisa, and you were taking part in the Rebo Cup. You were one of several jockeys from Ireland, or from Europe, excuse me, that was competing in the race. And obviously, this is huge. So it is in horse racing terms for young jockeys, and it was your second international experience, having previously raced in Great Britain. So, I'm sure you enjoyed your time there. How did that fare out for you at the time, Patrick?
Yeah, it was very good to get over. I had a fantastic experience over there. I learned a lot with the different ways the other cultures ride, but just to be even nominated to go over was a big thing.
How do you absorb all this information as a young man, and when you're an apprentice on a horse and you're dealing with trainers, big trainers like Johnny Murta? How do you go about processing everything, Patrick? Because it can be really, really full on at times.
Yeah, as you say, it can be full on, but you just have to listen to the plan you're given and try execute it as best you can. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You just have to try your best.
So what's next for you now? Obviously, I'm sure you're heading back to the UK, or you're back down the country again towards the end of this week.
Yeah, I'm back down to Kildare tomorrow evening,
Yeah.
and I have a few rides in Sligo on Sunday, so hopefully
Right.
we have a bit of luck there.
Right, okay. So you've got a couple of rides in Sligo. You any tips for us, do you? Who are you on?
The horse I won on 50-1, he's running again, so hopefully he'll have another chance.
Oh, well, we'll have to keep a close eye on that one. What's the big goal here for you, Patrick? Because obviously you're a man that dreamt of being in a position you're in at the minute and wanting to go further. Where do you want the career of Patrick McGettigan to go? Because this is a tough environment. Let's be honest about it, Patrick. You have to work really, really hard. Where would you like to see yourself in 5 years' time?
Obviously, you want to be at the top level. As you know yourself, it's a very dangerous sport. takes a lot of hard work and dedication, but hopefully I'm going the right way anyway. But you just want to ride as many winners as you can and compete every race as good as you can and just take everything as best you could and learn from everything.
Yeah. What is it about Donegal and jockeys at the moment? Because a long time ago, there was only one, and that was Martin Harley. Since then, Dunbrae McMonagall, Oisin Orr, Luke McAteer, Conor Orr, Brandon Wulke, and now yourself. There's a handful of jockeys now, six or so jockeys from the county who are all competing and all competing at a high level. Why do you think, Patrick, this has exploded all of a sudden here?
I'd say maybe the sport's just getting a bit more popular. Like Donegal's a big footballing county, and horse racing wouldn't be as heard of as much in other counties like as in Kildare. But maybe it's just getting that bit more popular throughout the country.
Yeah. What sort of response do you get when you come back home and there's people talking to you and they know that you're doing well?
Yeah, it's good. Like all my mother's friends and my own friends and family, they all seem to enjoy it. So it's glad they get the same kick out of it as I do.
Well, listen, Patrick, many thanks for joining us. And certainly we will be keeping a very close eye on how Hesobank is the name of the horse. We'll be competing in Sligo at the weekend, and we'll be keeping a very close eye on your career as well. You're doing a fantastic job, Patrick, and hopefully when we talk again soon, that one rate of yours continues to build. Thanks for joining us.
Hopefully, anyway. Thanks very much.